Good morning, everyone.
9:20.
Last week, we spoke about the challenge of eating Shalosh Sudos on an Erev Pesach Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat, and we gave basically two solutions. I'll add two more, and we'll go on. The first solution is something that I believe makes most of us far more calmer, and that is that by Erev Shabbos, all your chametz is out of the house. So how do you do Lechem Mishneh Friday night, Shabbos morning, and maybe Shalosh Sudos? You use egg matzah. And we explained last week that Erev Pesach Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat, you must compromise. There is no such thing as Latzeit Yedei Chovat Kol HaShitot. Any which way you go, you have to compromise. And egg matzah is one of those examples, because there's three challenges with it. It could be matzah, according to the Rambam, and therefore you can't eat it on Erev Pesach. It could be chametz, according to the minhag of most Ashkenazim, and therefore you can't eat it for Shalosh Sudos. And it could be pata baba kisnin, which means you're going to have to perhaps eat a very large quantity in order to mekayim the mitzvah of eating kibetza or kezayit, kibetza lechatchila, kezayit b'dieved, at the Shabbos meals. So even though egg matzah is a very nice solution, it has its challenges with it. But it is a solution. Definitely Friday night, because then, of course, you can eat matzah as well. Shabbos morning might be problematic because it might be matzah, and it might be chametz, so you eat it before the time of that you can't eat chametz and not for Shalosh Sudos. So that's the egg matzah solution. The second solution we gave is to eat bread. How do you eat bread if the whole house is kosher for Pesach? So very simply, you either split up your meal outside, inside, but it's a bit challenging in terms of where do you bench. So therefore, my suggestion is not to do that, but rather to do the following. Take bread that doesn't make crumbs. My dear friend Ben Drayman suggested not pita, but laffa. Laffa doesn't make crumbs. Take two laffas, amotzi lechem min haaretz, and everyone eat it in the room that you're eating the Shabbos meal, albeit a bit away from the table. So you're in the same room, there's no shinui makom, so you can bench by the table eventually. You're eating something without crumbs, so you don't even have to sweep the floor. And you're having a lechem mishneh, so it's a good solution, in my opinion, for Friday night. It's a good solution for Shabbos morning up until the time you can't eat chametz. Shalosh Sudos, you're going to have to rely on the shitas that you can eat meat or fish or fruit. So that's the second solution, to eat bread carefully. Obviously, that solution is not so pure because you're having chametz and matzah in the same house. I have to say, before Pesach, most of the shilas that I get are really not earth-shattering. 80% of them are, is the detergent have to be kosher for Pesach? And is my bleach have to be kosher for Pesach? And of course, should my furniture polish be kosher for Pesach? Like, that's 80% of my shilas. The 20% of the shilas are also not earth-shattering. Do I need to get rid of my core and its kidney? Do I need to totally and utterly eradicate all the tarovet chametz in my house, etc.? The one thing that makes me nervous before Pesach is having 2 days before Pesach or 1 day before Pesach, chametz and matzah in close proximity of each other. You have a kitchen that may be kosher for Pesach already, and then everyone has hallways that they eat in, and they try to somehow keep it separate, washing your dishes in your bathtub, and not using the kitchen, but using the refrigerator, and yes, the freezer. That makes me nervous, and I can understand if people don't want to have bread in the house for Erev Pesach Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat, so the egg matzah is the other solution. Right before I get your question, Arthur, just to fill it in, two more small solutions. You can eat cooked matzah at the Seder, which means you can probably eat it on Erev Pesach. Knei Delach is fine up until the 10th hour. So some people suggested, take a matzah, put it into your soup, take it out, now it's a matzah mevushelet, and you can make hamotzi on it. This was a solution that was suggested by, I think, the Maharil, and Rav Ovadia Yosef brings it. I have a big problem with it, and that is that I don't think the bracha is hamotzi. The bracha would be the bracha like we make on lakshin all year, like we make on noodles. So not sure it's a good solution for Lechem Mishneh. And the fourth solution Rav Zsoltik had suggested is to bake matzah shelo l'shei mitzvah, which once again, you can use at the Seder, which means you can use it on Erev Pesach. It's baked not for the mitzvah. I also find this problematic, even though I understand it. You may not need positive kavanah, but negative kavanah definitely works. Like if you have negative kavanah, not to yotze your kiddush, you have to make kiddush on your own. If you have negative kavanah. However, according to the Rambam and many Rishonim, you don't need to bake matzah l'shem mitzvah. Shmura matzah just means that you guard it from chimutz, you guard it from making it chametz. So that solution too is, in my opinion, problematic. It may be matzah that's kosher for the Seder. So those are the four solutions: egg matzah, bread, cooked matzah, and matzah shelo l'shem mitzvah. That's how you mekayim lechem mishneh on an erev Pesach shechal liyot b'Shabbat. Each one is not clear of challenges, and as I said, you have to compromise. Arthur, you had your hand up.
Yeah, if you're using the Friday night Shabbat morning lechem, or of any sort, chametz of any sort, how does that affect the sale of chametz? Do you exclude it when you take kol? Do you exclude that when you say kol chamira? And do you have to have in mind, or do you have to publicly say accept these items? Because the fact that you have it in your heart may not be good enough, and that's why we have to sell the chametz. So I'm just wondering how that affects that. Also, in terms of setting, you know, if you actually have challah, whatever, the possibility of crumbs coming back into the, if you eat it outside, crumbs coming back into the house and cleaning up, or basically cleaning up on Shabbat, crumbs, or setting the table or moving stuff from the table on Shabbat, is that an issue also?
Okay, so we'll start with the first question, which is really not for the common balabait, but because we're all Tamidei Chachamim, we should answer that question. Selling the chametz on an Erev Pesach Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat has two problems with it. Number one, you can't sell it on Shabbos. There's an Isser Mesengach Memkar on Shabbos, Midirabanan Shema Yichtov. Very simply, you're selling the chametz, you have to sign. And therefore, Shema Yichtov, we don't do buying and selling on Shabbos. That's problem number one. Problem number two is, part of the chametz that you usually sell, you want to keep for Shabbos. So, to answer the questions in terms of number one, there's two ways of doing the sale of chametz. One is Rabbi Akiva Eger's way, and the other is the common way. Rabbi Akiva Eger's way, if I'm not mistaken, I could get him wrong, but one of the two ways is that on Friday, you basically say, I am selling all the chametz from now, Friday. Which chametz am I selling? That will determine tomorrow. That's called breira. Breira is a big sugya in Shas in a few places, and we paskin that in a dirabanan, we can do that. Namely, you could say something now, you don't know what it applies to, tomorrow you'll know what it applies to. Like you'll say, I would like to sell one of my daughters for slavery. Which one? The one that comes out first tomorrow to school. You know, she came out first, she's a nerd, I'm going to sell her. Okay, so you don't know which one. It's going to be Leah or Rachel. Tomorrow you'll find out. So we paskin in a d'oraisa, there's no breira, but in d'rabanan there are. The sale of chametz is d'rabanan, because mid'oraisa it's good enough to do bitul. And therefore, that's the way it's done, and therefore you don't buy and sell on Shabbos. The second way it's done is that you do the kinyanim on Friday, but the sale will take effect la'achar zman, meaning on Shabbos at that time. When will it take place? On Shabbos, at the time it usually takes place, which is between the fourth and the fifth hour of the day. And which chametz is sold? The chametz you didn't eat, or the chametz you're leaving in the place for the guy. So those are the two ways it's done in terms of Erev Pesach Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat, in terms of the mechira. So it's not the normative mechira, and hopefully the rabbis who are doing it this year know the difference and make sure to put it in to their shtars, because if not, it could really botch up the entire mechirat chametz. And from this perspective, I always say that anyone that that is doing anything should know what he's doing. He should be professional. Starting from the chazen in shul, if he doesn't know how to pronounce the words, he shouldn't be chazen. To the person who's officiating at the wedding or doing a get, to someone who's selling chametz. And I hate to say this, but I know rabbis around the world, even talmidei chachamim, who think they know better. I know a talmid chacham who decided he's not selling chametz with the rabbi. He knows what he's doing. He did all the six kinyanim with a guy for 20 years, his gardener. And then one year, right before Pesach, the gardener says, I'm really sorry, I won't be here over Chol HaMoed. Oh, why won't you be coming? Did you learn Hilchos Chol HaMoed? That you're not allowed to tend to your garden? He says, no, my mother passed away, I'm in mourning. Your mother passed away, you're in mourning? Oh, you got 7 days too? Yeah, my mother was Jewish. I'm not Jewish, my mother was Jewish. So, you know, you have those scenarios where people think they know what they're doing, but unfortunately they don't. So that's your first question. Your second question, I forgot, just remind me.
I'm sorry, I didn't write them down.
The sale of the chametz crumbs, yes, hachana. The crumbs. So first of all, as I said, you should use Lafa, Ben Draymond's idea. I think it's an excellent idea. And I believe that it doesn't make crumbs. It's great. However, regarding crumbs, the only issue will be Hachana mikodesh lechol, and getting rid of it. Those are the two issues. Hachana mikodesh lechol, we're making on Erev Pesach Shechaliot b'Shabbat, like the day of all year, that hachana is only with malacha. If it's no malacha involved, like sweeping the floor, on a paved floor that is, balatot, like we have, or marble, then it's okay on an Erev Pesach Shechaliot b'Shabbat to the extent you need to get rid of the chametz. So if you make crumbs, you use your broom and dustpan, and you have the crumbs, there's no hachana issue. It's for the sake of the mitzvah. Issue number two, how do you get rid of them?
You're going to have trouble cleaning the broom. You can't clean the broom out because it's going to get separated. So I guess the broom has to...
I guess you got to throw out the broom. Okay. Now the second issue is, now that we've cleaned up the crumbs, and the crumbs are obviously good crumbs, namely a self-righteous mouse would eat it. If that's the case, how do you get rid of them on Shabbos? You can't burn them. If you put them in the garbage, it's still the reshut of the city in which you live, which is a Jewish city. So how do you get rid of the crumbs? So either you zorel aruach, you mafkir them with the wind, but you got to make sure there's wind. Today's a day without wind. Or you flush them down the toilet, but you got to make sure that the toilet won't get stuffed up. So you got to make them small, and making them small on Shabbos might be an isser of tochein. My suggestion is that you should throw them out if you're worried about stuffing up your toilet. It's a 2-day yontiv in Israel, 3-day in Chutz La'aretz. You don't want to have that on your head. What you should do is, right before you put them into the garbage pail or whatever it might be, pour a little bleach on them. Pour a little soap on them. That's posel de me'achilas akelev, and at that moment, you're fine. It's no longer chametz, and then you can throw it in the garbage. So those are the two issues involved with regard to the crumbs. But again, try to use something without crumbs. It's much cleaner, it's much better for your safety of mind. Sanity, I should say. Yes, Arthur.
I'm sorry, I have one more question.
Go.
All right, regarding the shear on egg matzah, we basically make a motzi on the egg matzah and eat at least a gazayas or whatever the shear should be, the normal size shear for eating on Shabbat. My question is, how do we do that? I mean, it's like, if egg matzah is cake, it might be cake, so then we have to eat a volume of cake equal to 3-4 eggs or whatever shear you pick.
So the answer to that... The answer on that is that if you consider egg matzah not bread, but rather pat haba'a b'chisnin, like a cracker all year, the question is, what is the shiur of kfiyat su'uda? Or how do you get to, forget a kfiyat su'uda, how do you get to what you need to fulfill the Shabbos meal? So there's, on this issue, three schools of thought. Two are general all year, and one is very specific for Shabbos. General all year, there's two points of view on pat haba b'chisnin. Let's say you're on a plane and they give you breakfast and you look at it. Most meals on the plane are what? They're disgusting all year, but if you're on the plane, you got nishken breira, you got to eat it. What are you going to do? So you eat it. So you look at the meal. The bread has been warmed up 25 times, and it looks disgusting. The cream cheese, I don't want to touch. The cake, I'll touch the piece of cake. So the little tiny piece of cake I'll eat. Wait, I'm koveya se'uda on a pata ba b'chisnin. Maybe I have to wash and bench the whole thing. So what do you do? So there's two points of view all year. One point of view is the quantity point of view, and the other point of view is the mindset point of view. The quantity point of view is very simple. You have to eat at least 3 to 4 beitzim worth, 224 cubic centimeters. Okay? That's point of view of quantity. The second point of view, promulgated by the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kuf Samichet, Seif Katan Kuf Dalit, is that it depends on your mindset. If you're eating a piece of cake to snack, you can eat a whole cake, it's still mezonos. But if you're eating a piece of cake as a se'uda, then it's a motzi. That's why, incidentally, I've said at Kiddushes, it's very problematic to eat a piece of cake, because you want it to be a se'uda, because ein kiddush ela bimkom se'uda. And therefore, if it's mindset, maybe it is a se'uda. So those are the two points of view. Based on those two points of view, on an Erev Pesach Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat, if you go with the first point of view, you got to measure, you got to have one of those diagrams. It's possible, after all, at the Seder we eat a Kezayit, just add on a little, will be Kebetza. The second point of view, so let's say at the Seder, the Kezayit, the Oraisa, is about two-thirds of a machine matzah of a square. So, and let's say one matzah would be, for sure, maybe a kibetza. I'm throwing it out. The other point of view is, what does it make a difference? Your koveya se'uda, motzi lechem in ha'aretz. You take the two egg matzahs, that's good enough. The third point of view says that on Shabbos, only on Shabbos, everything is a kviya se'uda. We have this din with Meiser. Usually, Sunday through Friday, when is the point of time that you have to take trumot and masrut from your fruits and vegetables? Not when you're in the field, but when you bring it home. Shabbos, you could be eating it outside on the grass, getting your pants dirty. It's a kviya se'uda. Every time you eat on Shabbos, it's chashuv. So, some poskim say, that's the din with matzah ashira. What are we using it for? For lechem mishnah, for the se'uda al Shabbos. So that's a dead giveaway. It's koveya se'uda. Many have not accepted that point of view. It's the point of view of the Maharach or Zarua. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein accepted it in one instance, the Lechem Mishnah you use. Namely, if you're using egg matzah for the Lechem Mishnah, that's Kviyas Se'uda. You don't have to worry about quantities. So those are the points of view with regard to quantities on the egg matzah. Either you need a quantity and you got to measure, like at the Seder, or it's mindset, so you don't have to measure. Or it's Shabbos, and you don't have to measure. Any other questions? Because that's more important than my agenda. Before Pesach, you answer questions first. Then you go to your agendas. All right, no questions. I'll let off steam. Harold, you wanted to say something before? No? Okay. Next issue. Very simple issue. How do you get rid of the chametz? So we already said, throw a little bleach on the crumbs, throw them in the garbage. That's shita number one. Shita number two is Rabbi Yehuda. You need to burn it. You can't burn on Shabbos. So when do you burn it?
Friday.
What time on Friday? Theoretically, you have all day. There's no iser chametz. You can burn it 2 minutes before you light candles for Shabbos. However, the Rambam paskins that we don't want you to make a mistake next year when it's not an Erev Pesach, Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat. And therefore, he suggests to burn it at the regular time you burn it as if it's an Erev Pesach, Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat. But what's the difference? Number one, you don't have to be so medayik in this manim because, indeed, you have time. And number two, and this is very important, if you're going to eat chametz on Shabbos, then you cannot and do not say the bitul chametz you usually say when you burn the chametz. Namely, all year, every year, this is the way we get rid of our chametz. First of all, you should eat it up. There's no baltashchis involved. It's beautiful. Your doctor may not be happy, but halachically, there's no issue. Number two, you throw it out. There may be bal tashchis involved, but if it's disgusting, it's no good. You're not going to eat it. You throw it out. Number three, you sell to a guy. Number four, you burn part of it. So that's what we do all year, every year. On Erev Pesach, Shechal Liot B'Shabbat, we're going to do all the above, but not exactly in that order. Because the last thing we usually do is bitul chametz. We say, any chametz I own is going to be, anyone? Bitul chametz, you should understand. If not, I think it's useless. So say it in English. In the Maxwell House Haggadah, if there's an English translation, use it, or the Haggadah of your choice. Don't say in an Aramaic if you don't know what in God's name you're saying. This is not a ceremonial recital of Kriyat Shema. This is Bitul Chametz. You want to say that because this is Chametz, and it's Isser Do Raisa, and it's Baal Yerah, Bayim Matzah, and if I eat it, there's Kares. I want a Machmir for all the three Shitas in the Rishonim. Rashi, Tosfot, and the Ramban. One says what you have to do is make it Hefker. I'm making a declaration it's ownerless. The other point of view is that it's like afar. It's like dust. And number three, I no longer think that it's worth anything. All those things, the minute you say it, if you then eat it, you have nullified what you said. You basically lied. And therefore, you can't eat the chametz over Shabbos. So if you're only eating egg matzah, you could say it on Friday. But if you're planning to eat chametz on Shabbos, then the bitul chametz should be said on Shabbos after you finish the second meal. When you finished benching, that's when you say the bitul chametz. So this year, we get rid of our chametz like every year, but in a different order. Thursday night, we'll check for chametz. That's two nights before Pesach. Incidentally, that's the night we change the clocks. I find it to be an outrage, as I said last week. In a Jewish country, don't change the clocks before Pesach. That's an outrage. Friday, you'll burn your chametz without bitul chametz. Number three, the rabbi will sell the chametz on Friday in one of the two shittas I mentioned. Shabbos, you'll say the bitul chametz after you finish eating chametz in the morning. So your only difference this year is early by a day, and bitul chametz is not connected to the burning of the chametz. So those are the two differences in terms of that. Very simple, not much more to say on that. Onwards, there's a custom to that the firstborns fast on Erev Pesach. This year we cannot fast on Erev Pesach, it's Shabbos. We can't fast on Friday because you don't do a Tzom Mugdam on a Friday. So the day we do it is on Thursday. So that's the strangest thing. Usually we connect Erev Pesach, people getting very antsy and tense and screaming and yelling to get ready for the Seder, with, gotta go shul in the morning, gotta hear a Siyum. Well, this year it's Thursday. So it's many days before Erev Pesach. 2 days before Erev Pesach. So Thursday is the Tanis Bechora. Very good. If you want to do a Siyum, there's two schools of thought this year. And this is unique for this year. Why would Arthur, you say this year is more kal to do a Siyum to get out of the fast?
It's not a regular day.
Do you have a precedent, Bruce? Where do we have a precedent in halacha that if it's not the real fast day, you begin to be megil?
Fast of Esther, maybe?
Fast of Esther is always kal. It's a minhag. But yes, if the fast of Esther is mukdam to Thursday, that is a precedent where if you have a bris, the bala bris, together with the sandik, together with the mohel, can eat. They may have to make it up the next day, maybe yes, maybe not. Tisha B'Av that came out on Shabbos that we pushed to Sunday, same halacha. So with regard to Tanis Becharos, which is a minhag, in and of itself, on a year where you make it early all the more so, you could be mekel, you don't have to fast, you hear a siyum, you join a seudas mitzvah. But there's a second school of thought, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, he says opposite, he says, why every year do you mekel? Because it hurts another value. There's a clash of values here. You want to fast, important, but you want to get ready for the Seder. Clash of Values. This year, it's Thursday. It's 2 days earlier than the Seder. So why should you be Mekel? You should fast normally. So it comes out that in a year where you make it earlier, you should be more Machmir. La Halacha Rova Poskim, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Avadya Yosef, all say regular Halacha, like with Panis Esther being early, Tisha B'Av being late, you could be more Mekel this year than regular years. Okay? Great. So Friday, you're getting ready for Shabbos, you're getting ready for the Seder. Is there anything you need to know in terms of getting ready for Shabbos this year when a Seder comes out on Motzei Shabbos? So, first of all, practical. There are many things we use at the Seder. Motzei Shabbos, you can't begin to prepare for the Seder until Shabbos is out. As I said, we change the clocks. Outrage. Therefore, try to prepare as much as possible before Shabbos, so on Motzei Shabbos, you're ready to go. You could put the stuff on the plata, begin the Seder, and not worry. The charoset is ready. This is ready. That is ready. So that's just a practical point of view. Number two, there's certain things that are going to be problematic to prepare if you don't prepare them on Friday. What do I mean? Let's start with the mitzvah of maror. I know many Jews that are maror all year. They're just bitter people. But once a year, they feel good because they actually have to eat it. Well, maror, as we all know today, the real maror is not chrein, but lettuce. Lettuce usually has to be checked from bugs, unless you buy the special lettuce. If you have to be checking it from bugs, there is a problem to check it on Yontif, because that's something that you could have done on Erev Yontif, and you didn't do it. So therefore, you should do it on Erev Yontif and put it in the refrigerator in such a way that you can use it right away, Motzei Shabbos for Maror. B'dievet, if you didn't, then you can check it on Motzei Shabbos, not on Shabbos, because that's a chana, and it's not needed. So that's what the Shemirah Shabbos Gehilchata Paskins on the issue of the lettuce. Second issue, many people on their Seder plate have a shake bone. I learned that in kindergarten, the shake bone. I never heard. I thought the shake bone is like a Yiddish term for that bone that you put on the Seder plate, Zecher LeKorban Pesach. So one of the two tafshilim we put on the table is a shake bone, and Zecher LeKorban Pesach, the Korban Pesach was not cooked, but rather broiled on a barbecue, a metal, proper metal barbecue, and therefore, from that perspective, can you burn it on Motzei Shabbos on a fire? You can transfer fire. Can you burn the bone? What do you guys say?
Why not do it Erev Shabbos?
We can do it Erev Shabbos. I'm saying if you didn't do it Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos. Okay, the man or the woman go to shul, and the other spouse is at home, and they say, all right, I got a few minutes. I'll burn the shake bone. Is there a problem to do it on Yontif? Answer, if you're not going to eat it, and the minhag is for many not to eat it, so no one should say you're eating a Korban Pesach outside the old city walls, you can't barbecue it on Yontif. You can only barbecue it if you're going to eat it. Therefore, you should do it on Erev Shabbos. So we mentioned the lettuce, and we mentioned the shake bone, and if you didn't do it on Erev Shabbos, then you should do it Motzei Shabbos, but then you must eat it. So you're compromising on that. Next, cutting the charoset stuff very small could be a problem.
Wait a minute. Can you eat it on Sunday?
You maybe can eat it on Sunday, but in the case that you barbecued it Motzei Shabbos, you must eat it on Sunday. Okay? Must. Not, all right, it's in the refrigerator. No, you must eat it on Yontif. If not, you violated Yontif. Next, you make charoset, you make it very small. Making things very small on Yontif is a problem. That's not one of the malachos that we allow. So if you didn't, you should make the charoset, but do it b'shinui. Don't use the regular things you usually use to make it so small. Next, if you didn't mix the charoset, that's the one thing you can do on Yontif. Lisha is mutter on Yontif. So if you didn't mix the charoset with whatever you mix it with to make it very, to make it a thick batter, that you can do on Yontif. But as you can see, there's many things that you can't do on Erev, on Yontif itself, that on a regular year you do Erev Yontif. So this year, because it's Friday, you think you have time. There's many things that will be a problematic to do on Motzei Shabbos. Cleaning the lettuce, cutting the charoset very small, barbecuing the shake bone, etc. Also making mei melach, making the salt water for those that use it at the Seder, could be a very big problem on Yontif, again, because you're not really using it for eating, you're using it to dip. These things should be done on Erev Shabbos to the best of your abilities. Okay? Next. Hachana. This, I think, is one of the biggest questions throughout the year. We mentioned that to get rid of the chametz were mekel, but only for that. What do I mean, only for that? The extent of that is, and Arthur, you asked this earlier, if you have a plate that had chametz on it and it's dirty, you can clean it. That's a chana, but you can clean it enough that you don't over on an eser chametz, which means maybe put a little soap on it. That's it. Therefore, on this Shabbos, if you're going to eat chametz at the table per se, I believe the best thing is to use disposables, because it's going to be very difficult to get rid of. So that's in terms of the crumbs and the chametz. But forget about the crumbs and the chametz. On a regular Shabbos, I don't know how many people here go ahead and wash dishes. Now, what's the problem with washing dishes? Friday night for Shabbos morning, no issue. As long as you do it within the laws of Shabbos, no schita involved, etc. What's the problem Shabbos morning to wash dishes? It may be a chana. When is it not a chana?
Well, glasses, you can do it all the time.
Why is glasses different?
Because you might take a drink during the day.
Correct, if you need it during the day. So if you need it during the day, of course you can wash it. Number two, maybe you don't need it, but your mindset needs it. I know people that just can't stand looking at dirty dishes in the sink. So it might be a very Jewish thing to look at. You look very frum, but it looks disgusting. So it's all Shabbos afternoon, I'm looking at it, and I can't stand it. That's not a chana, I need it for now. Not because I need it to eat from it, I need it from my mindset. I don't go nuts. You know the difference between a mishigane and a guy who has mishigasim, no? A guy who has mishigasim is, I have a mishigas, I buy very, very beautiful esrogim, because my name is Arthur Esrog. Or I have very machmir matzah, shmurav, hand matzah, because that's my, everyone has one mishigas. There's no such thing. No one out there has no mishigasim. What's a mishigane? A mishigane is a guy who takes everyone's mishigasim and does them all. So we don't have all the mishigasim. So everyone has mishigasim. I don't want to go mishigah because I'm looking at these dirty dishes. Then you can wash them. But that depends on the person. If you're not that person, then it's not allowed for you. So therefore, from this perspective, if you don't need it for Shabbos, either physically or mentally, you can't clean it on Shabbos. Therefore, on this Shabbos, because Motzei Shabbos is a Yontif, you have to wait till Shabbos is out in order to do things for the Seder that you don't need on Shabbos. Again, that you don't need on Shabbos. I like to have a clean house on Shabbos. Not the dishes. That doesn't bother me. But I like to see my dining room table clean. So when I finish my meal, I clean my table. I put the chairs back. That's not a chana. That's from my mindset on Shabbos. But if I say, oh, I need this dish for Motzei Shabbos, so I'm going to wash it now, that's a chana. Therefore, I believe that everyone should have a system in their house that the minute Shabbos is out, they'll say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LaKodesh, or the Daven Ma'ariv, whatever it might be, and they'll be able to right away get things warmed up and get ready. Because if you leave things for Motzei Shabbos saying, oh, it's Yontif, you're allowed to cook, not only are the things I mentioned before from checking the lettuce and whatnot may not be able to be done on Shabbos, but just practically, how late do you want to be up? Even if you take a good nap on Shabbos, you don't want to ruin Sunday. So therefore, you should have a system where Motzei Shabbos comes, the food is not frozen, it's in the refrigerator, so you can warm it up, because if it's frozen, it's going to take twice the time. You'll be able to set the table quickly. You'll be able to start the Seder as early as possible for your sake, for the sake of your grandchildren, your children, and whatnot. And that's very important on an Erev Pesach, Shechaliot b'Shabbat. So we mentioned today Lechem Mishneh, getting rid of the Chametz. We mentioned a few tangents. When do you get rid of the Chametz? How do you do it? We mentioned Achana and the practical ideas of what you can't do Hachana for. Next issue. Very simple issue for Erev Pesach, Shechal Lihiyot b'Shabbat. Friday night, there's no issue. As I mentioned, you'll eat your meal when you want to. Shabbos morning, there is an issue, because if you are eating bread, the meal has to begin before the time of Zman Achilas Chametz. If you're eating egg matzah, that might be Chametz. Same idea, if you consider it Chametz. So from this perspective, Shabbos morning, davening will be earlier. However, Arthur, and this is important to remember, what happens if I don't want to daven early Shabbos morning? It's been so hectic of a week. We had to get rid of the chametz, get ready for Shabbos, get ready for Yontif. It's a hectic week. I mean, I want to do everything. So I cleaned the house. I also bought new clothing for my wife. I bought games for my kids. Everyone should have Simchas Yontif. I made sure to have meat and wine. It's been a hectic week. I want to sleep late Shabbos morning. So I'm going to somech on the egg matzah idea. Or even whatever it might be, and I'll say it's not, and I'll eat. Okay. So if you're going to wake up late, and you can consider egg matzah, not chametz, then you have no problem for the Shabbos meal in the morning. However, if you're going to eat chametz, you have to make sure to start the Shabbos meal before Zman Achilas Chametz. What happens, though, if you're a knacker, and I know people that are knackers, we're going to daven the regular minyan, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I come home 10:30, I don't know, Zman Achilas Chametz is 10:40, according to the Gra. I'll make kiddush, I'll wash, I'll eat my kibetza, I'll finish 10:39. You know, a knacker. You know people like that, right? They're knackers. They go to the last minute. Well, that's a nice idea. Now, can you continue eating your Shabbos meal now without benching? Can you or can't you? On a regular Shabbos, what do? Once upon a moon, the whole meal was bread. They had 6 pieces of bread and 1 little piece of chicken. Today, the opposite. We have 1 tiny piece of bread and 6 pieces of chicken. So, from this perspective, 10:30, I made kiddush. 10:32, hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. By 10:38, I ate kibetza. I said kol chamira v'chamira. I did bitul chametz. Everything great. Can I continue eating my gefilte fish?
Why not?
Do you have to bench? There is a halacha called Moshech Yado Minapat. If you look at Simon Kuf Samech Chet, all year long, if you're eating a meal and you're no longer using the bread, you may have to bench. Then you can eat your dessert or whatnot. That is a halacha all year. So in a regular Shabbos table, we say the bread's there, you may eat it, you may not. But on Erev Pesach, Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat in the morning, the bread's not there anymore, you want to get rid of it. You can't eat it anymore. So maybe you have to bench right away. So 10:30 you make kiddush. 10:32 you washed. 10:38 you finished. You have a whole meal you want to eat. Nah, you got to bench because Moshech Yodo Minapas. You're no longer going to eat this pot. It's not a regular halacha where it's on the table. If you want to eat it, you can. Here, you can't eat it. So mamish by definition, you're no longer going to use the bread. So I don't think it's such a terrible tragedy. Hamotzi, eat the egg matzah and bench, and later you'll eat the lunch by making a shahako and a borei priya ha'adama and whatnot. Others say, well, if you started the meal with bread, it's like it's still there because you still have to bench. Maybe it's okay. The bottom line is, those schools of thought does in some way or another impinge on the way we usually eat Shabbos morning. It's going to be earlier, and you may have to bench right away. So that's something to think about when you come to the Shabbos meal, to maybe indeed teach the family the halacha of Moshech Yado Minapat. Now here, we're no longer eating the bread, we're getting rid of it physically, so let's bench, and we'll eat the meat and potatoes a little later, we'll eat the delicious Pesach Dikka Chulent without the beans and the barley, in a few minutes or in an hour from now, whenever we get hungry, it's not the end of the world. You could do that. If you use egg matzah and you don't consider it neither matzah nor chametz, then you got time. Until when do you got time? And with this we conclude for today. When is the last time you can eat egg matzah or any grain-based product from knedelach to Pesach rolls, whatnot? Maybe Pesach rolls, no. But knedelach. When is the cutoff time on Erev Pesach for knedelach?
10th hour.
What's called samuch lemincha. So I hope that the various halachic pamphlets coming out, they'll write what that time is. Because by that time, if you're going to eat egg matzah, then you have to make sure that Shalosh Shittos is eaten by that time. Because that's it. You can't eat grain-based products until the evening because we want to eat the matzah with a great teavon, with a great appetite, and therefore you shouldn't fill up on that. Can you fill up on other things? So I would advise not to fill up on anything. Though it's difficult. Halachically, you can eat meat and potatoes and fruit all day. There's no limitation. However, if you're going to do that, you may stuff yourself so much that you won't be able to eat the matzah b'teyavon. And I add, you're going to drink 4 cups of wine. That's also calories. You're going to eat maror. You're going to eat matzah. Calories. All these things you have to eat at the Seder, you should leave room. On the other hand, it's Shabbos. We're bored on Shabbos, so we eat a lot. You know, when you're bored, you eat and you snack. So I say, use your brain. Don't eat too much, but don't starve yourself. And that's the way Erev Pesach should work any year, not just this year. But this year, since we're home and we're not using our phones and we don't have to call anyone to wish them a good Yontif, is all the more time to eat. Now, when there's more time to eat and drink, you may have a problem at the Seder to fulfill your obligation. So as I said, Chacham Einav Berosho, on one condition, don't say it. If you say it, it's a chana. If you say, I would have eaten this potato starch cake right now, but I want to have appetite for the evening, so I'm not. That's a chana. Don't do that. Don't say it. But you can do it. Just like you can take a nap without saying, I am taking a nap to be up tonight. That's a problem. You can take a nap saying, I'm taking a nap. Azoy git, you're taking a nap. So Ad Kan for today. We will continue, God willing, next week.